begin to teach you about the ways of the Holy Spirit, how to move in the Spirit. I'm going to teach you how to move in the Spirit, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the Holy Spirit in your life and the Holy Spirit in this church is for everybody. For everybody that will, everybody that wants to can move in the Spirit. And I'm just going to teach you and give you opportunity to move in the Spirit. But just remember, the Holy Spirit is for everybody. And, you know, we move here. We try to give people a word. We try to lay hands on people and see them healed. And it's exciting. But the most excitement that I have with the Holy Spirit is when I leave here. And every day I meet somebody that I can, you know, I met a Tommy Patterson's he's got a son that lives across the river there, and she's affiliated him. I think this girl's name is Cassandra. She works at Porky's, and she works at the store part. And I met her yesterday morning. My gosh, we had a time with the Lord, and she just received that. And the Holy Spirit is the most. He's the lifeblood of our church, and of us, each one of us. I want you to know I've never known God to be boring. When I got saved in 1971, I started to go to Calvary Community Church in San Jose, California, and I didn't understand everything that was going on. The church was big enough that they didn't teach about much of anything personal. They didn't teach about tithes and the Spirit and what was happening, but I would sit in the back, and I was comfortable back there, and I began to notice when I was in there that the Holy Spirit would be in the front of the church and just start moving backward. And what I saw was like heat on a hot asphalt, that, and boy, that it would get closer and closer to me. And for many, many services, before it got back there, I got up and left. I didn't know what that was. I said, these people are doing, what is it they're doing? Are they spiking the water or something here? What am I seeing? What is this? But, man, one day, I'm just going to sit here and see what happens when that gets back over here. I'm going to see what happens. Boy, the Holy Spirit got all over me. It began to change my life from the inside out. He's still changing my life today. And I don't know anybody more fun, no more exciting than the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I think the thing that I want to really impress on all of my brothers and sisters here is that the Holy Spirit is for everyone. It's for every person to use. And what my goal is and my thought is, what I'd like to see is people in here begin to give one another a word, or pray for one, or lay hands on one another. And so that when you leave here and you get out of here, you're bold enough and confident enough, you can just flow in the Spirit wherever you are. Because without the Spirit of God, which is the lifeblood of the church, we're just another, I don't know what, you know, I don't know. But the Spirit of God is alive, and the church is alive. And so preaching here to you, to all the gals and the guys and the kids that's here, the Holy Spirit is for everybody. And that's just the truth of it. And I'm not going to try to over-teach or teach too much on this. I'm not going to preach it all the time. But I'm going to begin. I want to see you move and have fun and be in the Spirit of God. Because you'll realize how important you are. There are people that you're seeing every day that God wants to touch. Be sure of this. If you're there, there's somebody there that God wants to touch, and that's why you're there. And folks, they try to, I just hate to say this, but religion seems to try to hoard it all to a few old fellers and no, it's us four and no more. But that's not the truth of the scriptures that I'm going to show you in your Bible as we go along. In fact, I'm going to give you a Bible verse tonight, my last verse. I'm going to go to five places. If we can, you know, I've got a whole message from last week. I didn't even preach. We just moved in the Spirit. What's wrong with that? How many of you enjoy that? I enjoy it. I enjoy moving in the Spirit. You know, my God's not dead. My God is exactly who he said he is. And he, if anything, here's what he said in the Gospel of John to you and I. He said, you know the things that I'm doing? You're going to do them. And you're going to do greater things than I'm doing. And, you know, the first preachers of the resurrection power of Jesus was Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus. They came and told, he's alive, he ain't dead. We just saw him. He was asking about you guys. And that's the truth in everybody's Bible, whatever church they go to. That's in the Word. And in the Gospel of John, quite a bit. So, how many of you are open to that? How many of you would let the Holy Spirit use you, make you powerful? Those of you that have been here, you see, I was telling Archie today, Mary, about what we saw that one night a long time ago. The devil was just tormenting us because several times he just flooded this building and it just ruins everything. And I was in my prayer closet and I was just nodding my head. And the Holy Spirit, Angelo, I wouldn't put up with that if I was you. I know. What? Well, I'm going to tell you, one night we was here about, what time was we here? Was it about 2 o'clock in the morning this happened. And we've always had a faithful few. What we found out, it don't take many to cause an explosion of the Lord. And we had come in here, and we had just got it fixed up. And it was coming out that door. We were here. We were going to stop it. And you've heard this before. It bears repeating because it's the truth. People in this room saw it. Faith just rose up inside of me. And sometimes faith rises up like this. You just get sick and tired of seeing what the devil's doing in your children's lives or in your life. In your church building. See, this isn't the church, but this is a nice building. We did the best we could. It's all paid for. We didn't put anybody under any bondage. These chairs, Kelly and I looked over a bunch of chairs before we decided on these, and there's a reason we picked them. They're the best we could, that was for our money. But I went out that door with a handful of people, and I just had it. Sometimes you just got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's what you find. You know, if you put the Word in you and you've prayed and you've been in worship and you feel the Lord, the devil better look out, and he knows it. Because if you turn that on him, and that's what God wants us to do. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 says this, for this cause was the Son of Man manifested, that he would destroy the works of the devil. And I went out that door and I took this right hand and I pointed at that water. And it was steadily moving forward. And I said, in Jesus' name, I've had enough. Stop it and go back where you came from. So help me God. I could see it as fast as it was coming up here. You was just a kid. That's how fast it started to go back. And it ain't never been in this building since. Now, that power is available for you and your household and your family. And that fun and that love and that excitement, I have done a lot of things in my life. A lot of them I can't say in this room because there's minors in here. But let me tell you something. Ain't nobody more fun than the Lord. Ain't nobody no more. You know what? I don't have to be here. Man, I get to be here. They asked Kenneth Copeland, Brother Copeland, do you have to be? do you have to, if you're born again, do you have to speak in tongues? He said, absolutely not. He said, if you're born again, you get to speak in tongues if you want to. And you can turn away from that if you want to. But there's a power in speaking in tongues. It stirs up the gift inside of you. It makes things strong. It makes things happen. It just does. Among ordinary people, you could take this room of people right here and cut it in half and cut it in half one more time. And in the Word of God, that's how small a crowds God did some powerful, powerful moves of the Spirit. So let's look at a verse here. And I hope we get a chance to move in the Spirit tonight. And I'm going to invite you now. I'm going to invite you to learn. Because the anointing, look at me, is taught, and the anointing is caught. If you get around the anointing and you let that, it's going to be on you. I guarantee you. I begin to lead people to Jesus and lay hands on sick people and see them healed and everything else under the sun way before I ever preach the message. Because that's just normal life. It's just normal to have the Holy Spirit with you, with your children, with your family, watching over you and helping you. Let's go to John chapter 5. All of my verses are in the King James language. And I'm going to just make some really pointed thoughts for you because I have a desire to teach you. How many of you think, I wouldn't mind being taught about the Holy Ghost by the raising of your hand? I wouldn't mind. It could be for me. I want it for me. Yeah. I want it for you. And I don't mean in any way, shape, or form that I've got enough or that I know it all, because I don't. I'm still learning. But I'd like to share with you what I do know. In John chapter 5, we're going to go to a familiar place in the Word. And the familiar account, I always say that these, what we're reading in the Bible is not Bible stories. This is the actual account of things that happened in people's lives. Ain't no story to it. It's an account of what happened. It's an account on account of the Savior, His Father, and the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 5, I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. I'm going to read 7 verses there, and then we're going to expound on this a little bit. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. Now, let me tell you about this book in the Bible here, this particular book. It was written in Aramaic. And what Bethesda means in Aramaic is the house of loving kindness. So it was at the house of loving kindness. What happens? What we see? Which in the Hebrew tongue is called Bethesda, having 5 porches, okay? And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And I want to talk for a minute or two about the moving of the water in your life. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool, and he troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. That's why it's so important to me to tell you and to tell anybody that'll listen, especially kids, where this isn't a story like a Mother Goose rhyme. This is an actual account of what happened one day that many years ago. The Word says this: there isn't enough books to tell all the things that Jesus did while he was here for 33 and a half years. Everywhere he went, every day that he went, it just flowed out of him. And you know what? If we're supposed to do greater things than him, I have to tell you, my 71. I've been saved so long, longer than I've been married. About 58 years I've been saved. I've never seen it that exciting. But I've seen it exciting. I've seen things that I can't explain. 1 year, I think Kelly was with us when we went to Mexico, to Del Rio. When we cross in at Del Rio, there's a bridge there that goes into Mexico. When we got there, we had a bunch of kids with us. Dwayne was one of them. And brother, the brother from the mission there that we stayed at, he said, Brother Angelo, he said, I have been praying about something. And he said, something has happened, and I'd like to share it with you. There's a woman who has been, Satan has been manifesting himself through this woman. She's demonized, and she's gone into churches and scared the fire out of people and just caused confusion. And I've been praying about what to do, and the Lord said that he wanted you to minister to that lady. And Millie, I think that was the only trip that you ever, I wish you'd sit up here with me, sweetheart. That would make me so happy. Coco will help you to get up here, won't you? And I have never flinched when anybody asked me to do anything in the Lord. And Millie was there. Millie was a great part of what I'm about to tell you. Well, I said, Tim, of course I'll go. He says, you will? I said, well, sure I will. You know, let me tell you something. You go to another country like that, the devil will manifest himself in some of those third world countries like you've never seen. Kelly got very sick. We just walked through a demonic neighborhood, and she got sick. She was about this tall. And he said, you will? I said, well, yes, I will. He said, when would you go? And I said, well, how about right now? And we had the kids in our van, and I was driving with Tim because he wanted to talk with me. I said, where does she live? And he said, well, we're not far from her. I said, well, just go. He said, do you want to take these kids? I said, yes, I do. We had a bunch of rowdy. Do you remember this at all?
I do remember real well.
Okay.
Tell a little bit about it.
I'm going to give you a chance to say a little bit about it in a second. And I want my girls to come up here. I'm so proud of these girls. I'm going to tell you. This city is not full of tons and tons of girls like this here. What happened to Cortland? Is she here? If you can make it up, hon, come on up here and be a part of this. These girls, I'm just going to tell you, there's not very many like these girls here. And they're moving in the Spirit, and they're learning how to move in the Spirit. But anyway, we were over there in Mexico. We had just got there. And he takes us over to this woman's house. And Tim walks in, and Millie and I walked in there. And she couldn't speak English. But we just began to sing. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. And as we begin to sing, just me and a bunch of kids, that woman began to do some things. And I said, Tim, you better put a chair under that woman. She's about to go down. And got her in that chair. And we all began to pray for this woman. Well, how did you pray? Well, we began to we began to cast out that devil. So we wasn't whispering. We was telling that devil to get out. Now, my wife was there. I have kind of a sordid reputation because some people say I look like I'm from the mafia. I don't know about that. But nobody ever says anything like that about Millie. And Millie was there. You can ask her about this. And finally, Millie got on her knees in front of this woman, and she put her hands right on that woman's knees, just like this here. And we all begin to pray. Now, I don't know if you saw this, Dwayne, but I sure saw it. I think your mom was there. She saw it. A lot of people saw it. Now, I've only had this happen once. It didn't have to happen once for me to know what I saw. That chair with that little Hispanic woman sitting in it just rose up off the ground, and Sister Millie kept pushing it back down. Did you see that, Dwayne?
Yeah.
Somebody mic him. Get him a mic and y'all tell him. And get involved here. Kind of hold it for him. And I want you girls involved. See, the anointing is caught. See, right around me, the anointing is going out right now. That's just the truth of it. And anybody that wants to be up here with me, just come on up here right now. I'm here to teach you how to move in the Spirit. Whatever you saw, all I'm going to tell you this is that I want Dwayne to tell what he saw. Because I looked over at Dwayne. He's always been a standout kind of guy. And I looked at all them other kids and I said, look here. I said, there's a demon in this woman. And it's about to come out. I said, if I were you, I'd get to praying. Let me tell you something. Them kids, I think some of them must have seen it. He said he saw it. Now, they went to praying. And I think some of them went to leaving. But when we finally got that devil out, that back door, that demon went right by these kids. Went right through them. Open that door, that screen door, and that screen door slammed. Tell what you saw, son. I haven't asked him.
That's what I remember.
I've never asked him.
We were super young, so something like that happens, so you don't ever forget something like that in your entire life. You know, that sticks with you in your old age. But I remember we was praying, and that chair kind of spooked me when it come up, and I was with the rest of the kids leaving out the back door when the chair started coming up. And I will never forget when we opened that door, there was a horseshoe, like what you pull off the horses, and it hit me right in the head as we was going out the door. So, man, that was a memory in my life that I always sit back and think about sometimes. Like, man, that chair come up, and we were spooked, you know, because we ain't never seen nothing like that. And I remember that horseshoe when we was getting out the back door, that screen door come open, and that horseshoe, pop, hit me right in the head.
Now, give that to Millie. Now, Millie, we've ever talked about this. I never talked about this with, and I'll tell you, I only saw it one time. But, you know, I didn't have to see it. It didn't make me believe anymore. It just was something that happened. Man, when you're casting out devils, look out. When you're praying for people that are about to die and the doctor says they have to die, look out. Because the doctors don't have the final say. Jesus does. If he's got a binder and a looser, if he's got somebody that realizes this, they've got the keys to the kingdom of God. Behold, I will give unto you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Listen, honey, that ain't a poem to me. That's a way of life to me. In Jesus' name. Excuse me for getting excited. I know tomorrow's my 73rd birthday, and I should be pretty taking it easy, but I don't. But Millie, tell what happened. I've never really asked about, you know, but maybe we can help these folks. That just tell what you remember of it, hon.
I remember kneeling down in front of that woman, and I remember putting my hands on her knees, and I remember rebuking that demon, and I remember pushing her down because the chair was coming up. And that's pretty much what I remember. I knew this. I knew greater was he that was in me than what was in her.
You have been called to invade Satan's territory. Jesus called him the God of this world with a small g. And I'm telling you what, sermons by themselves and pretty music and good children's programs ain't going to move the devil. Somebody better have the Holy Ghost and know how to use it. Somebody better have the power of God and not be afraid of it and use it against the devil. And use it against the weather, and use it against anything else that gets in the way of what God wants to do. Now, we saw her there. We saw that demon come out. And then we had about 6 or 8 days there. And in that time, girls, go over there by Kelly. I don't know how much she might remember, but go over there with her. Now, sweetie, this little sweetie was very young. Somehow we ended up at this trip. Let me tell you, when you go to Mexico, you don't have to go very far to see tangent evil. Or Guatemala, I saw it there. Just evil. Evil stuff. Terrible things the devil does to people. How old was she, hon, when we went? She was younger than that. How old were you? Could we, this purple mic? Thank you, fellas.
I went a couple different times, but I remember that.
Do you?
Pretty vividly, yeah.
What do you remember about it?
Well, I remember we were all joking in the van. We were like, oh, we're going to go to the demon-possessed. You know, we were all just making fun of it. We didn't believe in that. The kids didn't. You know, we just thought, whatever, this is just, they're all just trying to get over on us, you know, we're not going to stand for this. And so we get in this lady's house, and I just remember she had tons of horseshoe things everywhere in her whole house, and they started praying, and then they started praying in tongues, and we could feel I could remember feeling something up in that house, and it just totally freaked all of us little girls out. So we all get up behind a wall in this lady's house, and it was just all of us little girls were huddled up, and all you could see was our little heads. And, you know, and Dad turned around and he said, y'all kids better go to praying. And he kind of got onto us, and we thought, we better get to praying because this is starting to get away that we may start believing in this. And so, sure enough, I remember mom getting down on her knees and just having that lady just one hand on each knee, and she went to coming up off the floor in that chair. And then the next thing I knew, all of us little chicks, we were just still like just totally horrified. And then just I can still hear the door slam to this day in my mind. I just remember exactly what that door sounded like when it hit, and it just was like just an instant, all of that feeling in that house that was wrong left.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember walking through that neighborhood? This was. We'll share some more tomorrow. We're not going to keep you, but we'll share some more next week too. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Well, I wish the creek would rise now, don't you? My God. All that water. You come back here right now. We need you. Everywhere but in this building. But we went through an area, and we were told, this was several days later, that they said, now this is where evil is, Brother Angelo. There's witches and things here. And we just went, you know, when you go to those third world countries, they like company. I mean, we just started going to different places. As we were walking through there, though, Kelly just got sick. And she began to throw up. And it was weird. And she hadn't been sick. It was the devil. Let me tell you something. We have done things and seen things here also. And you stick around here, you're going to see them too. But I'm going to take it. I've only got one part of one verse. But we're going to, you know what? You can't teach this stuff. You got to help people. Well, I'm telling you, if you want the Holy Spirit in you, if you want to move in the Spirit, come on up here if you feel like it. Because the Holy Spirit is, I feel the Spirit now. And well, you're going by feelings. Yeah, well, if that's how you get it, I mean, that's how you know he's there. Well, we went on. We went through that episode. And we always go shopping there. We do different things. And we eat pizza from the restaurants that was old and they were going to throw away. It was a missionary trip. Okay. Well, I come to a little bit later on, closer to the end, within a day or two of leaving, and we're in a church, another church. I'm telling you the truth. If I could tell this without crying, that woman come in. Were you there? Oh, my God. Yeah. Did you see any of that?
I've seen all of it.
She's seen all of it. Now, look. When that woman come in there, she'd been in churches before, see? Everybody kind of went, oh, my God, what's going to happen now? And I was one of them. I thought, dear God, I hope I don't have to get her in a chokehold or do. So help me, God. That woman came in. And she put her hands up. She came in during the worship service, and she glowed. Tears coming down her eyes. And the Holy Spirit came in the whole church, that whole little bitty church. That woman got changed, and she began to have meetings at her house. And the pastors came back and had meetings there, and they had hundreds of people get saved in her house. That is spiritual warfare. If that don't make you clap, I don't know what will. That is the truth. I didn't even know. I knew Dwayne was. Anybody else? Was anybody else on with that trip with us? Okay. That was many years ago. He was just a young whippersnapper, and she was a half a whippersnapper. But that's the truth of what happened. And I'm sharing that truth with you because it doesn't have to. I mean, to me, life, a Christian life is exciting life. And I want you to be excited, and you don't have to do anything. I mean, but there's, even in a small place like this here, there's people that's hungry for more of God. And I'm here for those, and I'm here for everybody. And if, when you want prayer, when you need prayer, but let's do this for tonight, because I thought, well, I only have 6 Bible verses. And how many do I have, guys, in the sound booth? Is it 5 or 6?
4.
Okay. I didn't have very many. But anyhow, I knew it wasn't going to take many, but I thought I'd get through it. But let's take communion. Communion is a sacred, awesome, Holy Ghost experience. Let's make an altar or join me at the altar if you want to. Prepare our hearts, examine our hearts, and then we're going to take communion, then we're going to go home. Yes, sir. Yeah, Archie, yeah. You know why? That happened. That really happened.
That's the way the Lord
that really happened, you guys.
He told me that story standing right out here.
That's how come I don't call these stories in the Bible. No, these ain't stories in the Bible. These are actual accounts of every time that God met Satan, God won. God always wins. God wants the win in your life. Let's examine our hearts.